Hello.
Hey, Eleanor, how are you? This is Zach.
Hey, Zach.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. I haven't heard from you in a while. I just wanted to check in with you.
I appreciate that. My father passed away.
I know. I do, recall you saying so. And how have you been dealing with that?
I'm okay. Just the way it goes. But your significant other, whatever she is, she was very rude. She kept repeating my name over and over again when I told her I was in the hospital with my father dying. She didn't give
Sure.
a shit. She didn't give a shit. So she lost. She was just as rude and ugly. And I'm not rude and ugly person to anybody. I'm straightforward, but I'm not. So I just backed out. I don't need to tolerate people. And you think you don't talk well? She talks better than you. You're sadly mistaken. And I don't care if she's sitting right there listening to you. She was very rude. She didn't care. All she kept saying my name over and over again. I said, "Say my name one more time." And you know what? She did. And I hung up. And that was it. And it's over. That's how I feel.
So, I apologize on, that communication that went between the two of you. I wasn't aware of any of the communication.
Well, I'm sure she told you.
No, honest to God, she didn't mention a thing, and she.
Well, who is she? Who is she? Is she your wife or?
No, she's not my wife. She just handles, the transaction coordination, and basically, I mean, you met me first, and then, she kind of, takes this thing to the finish line. But, I apologize. I had no idea that that was communicated between the two of you, and going forward, I can definitely make sure that that you only speak with me at this point, if that's all right with you.
That's fine. Look, I don't know right now. I'm in it. But I'm just, it's kind of hard for me to sell that house because right now I'm just, the people living there are doing a lot of work to it, and I feel guilty about in that sense too. I
Sure.
know you know about that, but her significant other moved in with her, a man did, and he's putting a lot of money, not money, but effort into painting up the house, painting out the house. And then now I feel guilty. I was going to move them in this house that I'm working on now, but I've already got Section 8 wanting this one. I don't know. I might just hold on to it for a while. But there's plenty of houses out there.
Sure. So, maybe I haven't done my job well. Maybe, that's definitely probably the case. But if I haven't, communicated with you, I mean, we're fine with keeping them in
Yeah,
there.
your way of communicating is perfect.
Okay.
But her, she was just as, she's the boss. That's how she wanted me to feel. And I had to listen and do what she said. And I tried. But I told her, look, I can't right now. I'm in the hospital. My dad's dying. And she's like, well, Eleanor, well, Eleanor. And I'm like, you say my name one more time, and it's over. Well,
Sure.
Eleanor. And I said, bam.
Well, I will definitely have a conversation, and
Lost it for you right now. I'm not happy with the whole situation, the way she treated me. she treated me like a second-class citizen, which I don't mind being treated like a second-class citizen. But when I tell you my father's dying, and you go, well, Eleanor, I'm like, my father's dying. I have to be there. He was there for me.
Sure.
So much, and he died. But I knew he was dying. But, you know, I grew up on a farm.
Sure.
And I was his best driver. The tractors and the cattle. Sometimes he wouldn't even give me brakes. And I knew I could drive that cattle truck with no brakes.
Hey, I understand everything that you're saying to me. I lost my mother 4 years ago. And, you know,
can't get them back for sure.
You can't get them back, and it's definitely a hard time to navigate through the ups and downs. You know, it's like a roller coaster of emotions. So, you know, I definitely sincerely, you know, wish you the best in, you know, just kind of going through this hard part of life. Unfortunately, you know, it's just the inevitable truth that we have to deal with in life. And, you know, as far as, you know, our relationship goes, you know, I can guarantee you that, you know, you won't have to speak with her anymore. And, you know, we still want to work with you. And, you know, I'm here for you, you know, as a friend, as, you know, doing business, you know, whatever you need. It's, you know, this is kind of, you know, what we discussed in the past is, you know, I just want to help you, you know, kind of get to where your, you know, destination is. You know, it's not really about the journey and the hardship. It's just, you just want to be done with it. And that's what I want to help you do. And I know you got a lot of things going on and, you know, emotions are crazy right now. So, I mean, you know, I don't want to work with anyone that doesn't want to work with me. And, you know, I definitely appreciate you letting me know. That way I'm aware of what's going on. And
I'm surprised she didn't tell you a word about it.
Sure.
But I'm sorry about your mother. I don't know what she died from. But, you know, we just, it sucks.
I appreciate it. And, you know, right back at you as well. But at the end of the day, you know, I know you got a lot on your mind, and I know this is not going anywhere. And, you know, the best thing I can do is, you know, just, you know, lay my hand out and, you know, let me help you. But, you know, I don't want to go forward or do anything that you're uncomfortable with. And, you know, like I described from the beginning, you know, we don't mind that, you know, the tenant stays in place. And, you know, I think maybe, you know, if you do, you know, want to put the money in your pocket, and be alleviated from, you know, just everything building up. You know, I think a conversation between, you know, you, me, and the tenant would be valuable, so that way we're all on the same page and, you know, they know that they don't have anything to worry about. And, you know, as far as anything changes, nothing really changes. And, you know, I think that would be a good way to manage the stress of what you got going on and still solve your problem.
Okay.
It's completely up to you, though.
Are you saying you'll keep the tenant there? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and if I haven't communicated that before, you know, that's my fault. But, you know,
I didn't think she was going to make a move, and then I'll go from there. I didn't know you were going to keep them.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I buy houses with people in them all the time. And we understand, you know, that they've made it a home for themselves. And we get the feelings that you're, you know, having right now because, you know, I have conversations like this with people all the time. You know, in fact, I'm going to an appointment tomorrow, you know, for a house in Chesterfield that I'm buying and, you know, the tenant's in there and, you know, he's introducing me to the tenant. So that way we're all on the same page and just, you know, he's comfortable, the tenant's comfortable, nothing changes. So, you know, we don't got to do anything. And, you know, the last thing I want to do is upset you because, you know, you've gone through a lot. So, you know, if there's a way that we can still work together, I would love the opportunity. And I, you know, I do apologize on just everyone's behalf of, you know, communicating with you rudely. And, you know.
He didn't care. When, you know, I was sitting in the parking lot at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get 2 cents.
Sure. You know, and I'll have a conversation, you know.
Over and over again. And she just kept saying my name over and over again. I said, okay, fine.
Sure.
Like, you know, it's the way she said my name. I don't mind saying my name. It's just the way she said it and the way.
Sure. Well, you know, and I'm not speaking. Sure.
Because no one else was. Everybody in the hospital was thin. Oh, he's in his 90s. Okay. Help him. Oh, he's in his 90s. Any questions? Oh, I should go to jail.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I knew he was fine, but I didn't want to die that way.
Absolutely, I understand. You know, I will definitely make sure.
If you're
that,
gonna keep the tenants, I'll keep going. But like I said, I'm not doing anything until, you know, the check's in my hands. Because I've been scammed before.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you think that an introduction
that will work with you differently, but
sure. Well,
I can't rely on anybody anymore.
Well, absolutely. And you know, I just want to help you. And you know, if you let me, I will. And you know, I guess all I can ask for now is, you know, would you mind introducing me to the tenant? That way, you know.
You're going to be the new management. Because
yeah.
He might want to put another house with me because she knows I'm fair.
Sure.
But I can do that after I sign papers with the lawyer.
Okay.
Then I can. Other than that, I'm not going to do it.
Sure. So, I mean, as far as, you know, us going forward and everything, I mean, that would, you know, I would need to meet her, you know, beforehand. That way we can, you know, make sure that she's okay with me and, you know, that you're okay. And, you know, I would ask for you to be there as well.
I just wanted to know that I'm leaving the property. I just want her to know you're the new manager.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to think, because she'll panic.
Okay.
She'll panic. I've known this for a long, long time. She'll panic and want to come be with me.
Sure.
And I can't put her in this house. I've already told Section 8 they can have, and plus I would put her in this house if I tried to. You know, before I talked to Section 8 people, but they are already looking forward to this house now. And they, you know, so I got to get it ready by the end of the month. That's why I'm hustling. But it's all ready. I just finished that painting the bathroom talking to you.
Oh, good.
I'm happy. Let me pull the tape off the light switch here. Yep. See, I can get things done. Multitude tasking. Yep. But, yeah.
Well, so that makes sense.
If I could buy my brothers out of my dad's farm, because they just want to sell the farm, and I don't know, I want to keep my dad's farm.
Sure.
But if I sell that, I might have the money to buy him out somewhat. I don't know how much they're going to appraise it for.
Yeah. Well, I can do an assessment on that if you like. I mean, you've been working with me, so if you I can definitely give you an assessment on there. But just to circle back real quick, when we meet the tenant, if you want to say that, you're introducing the new management company, then that's all we'll be. If you're comfortable with that,
that's all I can do. Cause like I said, people have promised me, and I introduce them to the tenant, and then they say, well, I can't give you that much.
Sure.
That I want to, and then I'm out of a tenant and the money I need it because to keep going.
Sure. Well, I'm not going to do that to you. I'm very familiar with the area. I have houses on that street. So what time do you think would be good for you to, introduce us, and, we'll just be the management company, and as far as they know?
I have to call her or give you her a heads up that it's going to be new management on the property.
Okay.
But if she says, what did you do, sell it? I'm not going to say anything like that, because then she'll think that I'm letting her down.
Sure.
And her friend that just moved in, but you never know how long that will last, did a lot of beautiful work in the kitchen and dining room and living room. They painted it out so nicely. And I promised her, that she could stay there. But this way, she can still stay there, but she'll just be under new management.
Sure, exactly. So how about this? Give her a call when you can, and I'll give you a call. You want me to give you a call tomorrow and see, or you can call me back and see what
call
you...
Call me tomorrow is fine. Call me tomorrow.
Okay.
I've got to go down to the store. I wanted to go tonight. And open the store. I open the store up on weekends. I have a little store by a campground, and I go down there. No haram. It's only things to play with on a beach. So I go down there a couple of days during the summer and open it. It's an old country store. So I might leave tonight, but you can call me. I'm the only one in the store.
Okay.
Sounds
good. All right. And what time did you say? I apologize.
I don't know. Call me around 2:00.
2:00? I'll call you at 2:00, all right?
All
right. All right. Hey, I appreciate you. And listen, I understand exactly what you're going through. So if you just be a little patient with me, we will get everything done, and everything will be okay, all right?
Right, but don't ever say somebody talks better than you, because it's not true.
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
Don't ever say somebody talks better than you do, because it's not true.
I appreciate
that. You talk good. You talk
Okay, because you said she talks better than you do. That's not true. You do, believe me. Don't ever say it again.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
You need me before tomorrow, you give me a call, all right?
Thank you.
Absolutely. You have a good day. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.